Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the Diva of Duels Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm Anna. We've got Carrie here.
Hi.
We've got Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And we're all yawning, so hopefully we can all stay awake during the entire show. It's been a long week
all
for the Divas. Anyway, welcome to the weekly podcast where we talk about, of course, Days of Our Lives and the happenings in Salem. And before we get going too far into the show, I want to pimp our friends at Bob Hapka on Twitter and at Amy Hapka. Give a shout out to them. And you can follow me on Twitter at Kazi Hooch. Marianne is Mama, M-A-M-A, underscore Hooch. And Carrie is at Diva of Duel. And Carrie, do you want to tell them where else you can find the Diva of Duel?
Sure. Our blog, divaofduel.com. Facebook, there's a friend page, Diva Days. There's a fan page, Diva Days Are Lives. And you can, we have a Google Plus page for the blog, and you can also volunteer on Blog Talk Radio, and you can subscribe to our page on iTunes. So I think that's everything.
All right. Yeah, and iTunes is nice because it lists all the podcasts from most current back to the oldest, and so if you're on your treadmill or whatever or jogging this time of year, it's a nice time of year to be out and about. Listen to an old episode or an old interview. You know, there's some of your favorites in there, Lauren Coslow. We just have all kinds of great interviews in there. So scroll through our iTunes page and pick up a show and have a good laugh listening to it. We had quite a week today, or quite a week this week on Days of Our Lives. I have to admit, I only got through Wednesday, but all three episodes were really good, which I don't know if I can say
those are the best.
The past year. So we had three great episodes in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Marianne is dying to talk about Ejami. So, Marianne, you want to take Ejami and tell us what happened with Ejami this week?
Oh, Ejami, yes. This was a great, in fact, Monday was the best Ejami scenes that I have ever seen. I'm sure the Ejamis are all in Ejami heaven. In fact, I'm thinking they all probably have orgasms because I definitely know EJ and Sammy did. So, okay, that's what we have to regress a little bit till we get to that point. Sammy and EJ were at the coffee. I have to tell you what led up to that. Okay, Sammy and EJ were at the coffee house. Talking and he knew something was on Sammy's mind, you know, wants to know what's the matter. Well, she just came right out and basically confronted EJ and said, did you have anything to do with the attack on Rafe? And he just couldn't believe it. She'd asked him that question, and how she explained to him that she was at the police station where she, you know, Gabby and Hope were talking, and Gabby said that she overheard him saying that, you know, the job was done. And according to Sammy and Detective Hope Brady, the great Detective Hope Brady, that's all that was needed to be overheard. And it had to be, you know, EJ that did that. So she said, well, Hope has that evidence. And EJ says, Hope has nothing. You know, that's like nothing. You know, he has nothing. So they're arguing back and forth. And, of course, she's demanding to know. This is Sammy the whole time from beginning to end demanding who is on the phone. Who is he talking to? And EJ feels that he does not have to tell her that she should trust him, you know, that I'm not going to tell you who is on the phone. So they're arguing back and forth. And finally, he tells her to go to hell. He gets up and he leaves, goes back to the mansion, and Sammy follows him screaming her head off. As she comes in the door, she's screaming at him like, you know, you don't walk away from me. You don't have to you know, she has every right to ask him these questions because of the history and that, and she tells him that he had the motive because he hates Rafe, the means because he has the minions to do it, and the opportunity because he was meeting Rafe. And also she brought up that thing about Johnny, about him saying that, you know, I like Rafe, I want to be with Rafe and all that stuff, which didn't make any bit of sense to me. But so anyway, they're going on, and she's screaming again, why can't you just tell me? And he says he doesn't have to tell, you know, doesn't have to tell her. And he keeps telling her to shut up. And then he says to her, like, he says, you can yell to you. He said something about you can yell to your blue in the face. Just keep screaming. And I thought, oh, please, DJ, don't say that. We don't want to hear Sammy scream any, you know, much more. And so then he says to her, the thing is, like, why would he revisit those crazy four insane years, you know, and do the attack on Rafe, you know, after they've been trying to rebuild everything. He did admit to hating Rafe. He says, I can tell you that. I do hate Rafe. I will always hate Rafe. But anyway, they were going, he says, and he told her, if you don't believe me, you can take that ring off and leave the house. So she just goes after him, like hitting him and just screaming at him to tell her who was on the phone. Finally, he picks her up, throws her against the table, and just starts kissing her. She pushes him off. She pushes him off and says, why did you kiss me? And he says, to shut you up. And so she grabs him, grabs her and kisses him again, and he picks her up, takes her upstairs, and they were, like, going at it. He's throwing off her clothes, ripping off her clothes. She's on top of him. He's on top of her, rolling around, and that was – and then they had – afterwards, it was funny. Afterwards, they were talking, and she's apologizing to him, says she should believe him. And he said, well, they're going to have to build up this trust. It's going to take a long time. They're going to have these kind of arguments. It's going to build up – they have to build up their trust in each other. And so she said after that, she says, well, since you said that, maybe we can start right now. And you can tell me who was on the phone. So she went completely back to that. And he kind of got that little smile on his face. But, you know, they kind of, that's where they kind of worked that out. But I loved how she, after all that, she still wants to know who he was talking to on the phone. And, of course, he can't say, because then he'd have to give up Justin. You know, I mean, Justin could have saved him. And Justin would have given him the alibi.
I knew that, too,
but then,
it was. It's like,
yeah, like, if this all didn't come out, Justin could have saved him, but then it would have tipped off everybody, or maybe, and maybe tipped off Stefano, like, wow, wait, why is he talking to, you know, Justin? So,
well, and if Kate,
whether Sammy
and
will
if,
ever find
if
that
Hope
out.
Were, yeah. Well, and if Hope were any kind of detective, they would have already pulled the phone records, but obviously she's not any detective, so.
Oh, I just love seeing Hope eat crow. I mean, and she really should have, this is later on in the week, but she should have given EJ a lot more of an apology than what she just told EJ she was wrong. She admitted she was wrong, but she didn't apologize, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, EJ said, I forget what he said. It was like, he just kind of like, oh, he must have said, oh, well, that's the police work in Salem PD, you know, so much for the police work. And say on TV, you know, that's basically what they do. She was going on the assumption that it was EJ just because of the phone call that Gabby overheard, basically, and because he was a DeMiro. But anyway, it was a good week for Ejami, I think, and that was probably one of the best Ejami scenes. Very passionate. Foreplay with all the fighting, and I have to admit, I'm kind of watching that. I'm thinking back to the days of the 80s of Tony and Anna.
Similar.
I can put them two at that time in their place, and them having the same kind of an argument. Anna just hounding him, tell me who was on the phone, you know, and Tony going and the same thing, exactly. The same kind of argument.
Where EJ had his hand on, where EJ's hands were during that scene in bed. he had them down her back pretty far, and I was thinking of Tony with Anna.
Those were pretty.
In Chicago.
I mean, Yeah, those I love. They showed a lot. I mean, that was pretty good scene, you know.
Yeah.
You know, ripping off her clothes and everything. Oh, yeah. That was kind of like the shower scene in Chicago, like where she's screaming at him outside the shower,
mm-hmm.
and he just pulls her into the shower, yeah, and pulls the zipper down on her dress. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it did remind me, they do remind me of kind of Tony and Anna from back in the day.
I thought he was going to break that mirror when he threw her up against
her. I think he did that before. Was there another scene where he did that up against that same table? I don't know. Was that?
I can't remember.
The death scene where when they thought Johnny was dead.
Yeah.
That was a pretty hot. But I thought there was something to that effect. But yeah, I thought maybe they should have broken the mirror. That would have been something. But it was a good week for Ejami. It was a good week.
But,
For everybody.
For the show,
Hey,
for the most part,
Mm-hmm. For the most part, In fact, I have to admit, I'm back to Days now. I'm back to have to say
Days has found the formula.
I'm liking Days now more than GH. And
isn't that weird how it's kind of gone downhill.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird how it flip-flops, because right now I'm not that interested in GH. So,
It was the first time that I actually wanted to after Monday. I wanted to watch and see what happened Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, I did enjoy the whole setup with the Nick and Gabby thing.
Yeah.
And how they're kind of
that was all
Nick.
Good.
Yeah, yes. That was all good.
Oh, yeah. And that was really, it was good to finally see Nick in a vulnerable situation and see, I mean, Blake did an outstanding job. Oh, my gosh.
Everyone's saying
job.
You should.
And, I loved how Sonny and Will were the rescuers and everything, and that they didn't hold it against Nick. You know, Will still tried to save him and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And those scenes with Sonny and Gabby were hilarious when she was giving birth. Those are so funny.
Yeah,
and
they kind of made amends, too, Sonny and Gabby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. The baby's adorable. And did anyone else think it was funny when the Salem PD goes, Salem PD, I can't remember what they said, identify yourselves, and Sonny jumps right up and goes to the window and starts saying that they're in there. I was like, that could have been Jensen, you idiot. I was like, he could have said Salem PD, you know. But anyway, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But now
we can understand why Nick was like he was.
Right,
and so he does have that redeeming
quality. We always kind of knew there was something going on
kinda
there.
Kind of knew that that's what it was.
I'm glad that Will was a witness to that, though, because it gave Will some insight into what Nick had dealt with. And I loved how once the baby was born, Gabby was totally fine with, Sammy and everything. It was neat seeing everybody reunite around the baby and everything. That was really sweet. We had at least 3 days of Kate, maybe four, which was nice. Kate had some great scenes with Hope about, I think, was that this week? Some great scenes with Hope. And then those scenes by Rafe's bedside. Oh, my gosh, where she's pouring out her heart to him. Every Rafe fan about fainted during those. I mean, those were really good scenes. And, of course, Stefano overheard her pouring out her heart to Rafe. And so we now know for sure, although every Rafe fan knew this already, that Kate totally loves Rafe and that she's going to be by his side. And it was just really wonderful to see that side of Kate, that vulnerable side. And I love that Maxine is becoming more, I mean, they're really allowing Maxine to show more of her personality and everything, and I love the scenes between Maxine and Kate, where they're like, we're on the same team and stuff, and I thought it was sweet that Gabby allowed Kate to be on the list of people that could go in and see Rafe and everything, so those scenes, if you miss those scenes and you love Lauren Coswell, you got to go watch those scenes from Monday's episode. They're really good. And, of course, Stefano's taking it all in. He was standing at the door listening to everything, so he now knows that Kate that their relationship was serious and that Kate really does love Rafe. So that probably means that Rafe's in a whole lot more trouble, as if he's not already in a lot of trouble. And then there were some nice scenes with, then the scenes when the baby was born and all the scenes with Marlena. I got to say, the Marlena and Kate scenes with the baby were really sweet. Here, Kate's taking pictures of the baby, and Marlena's
great
like, you
grandma.
Send me those pictures of those. I know, that was cute.
Just call me Kate.
Yeah. And Marlena says, she can call me whatever she wants, but those were sweet scenes. And
that great grandma. Or great
yeah, those were sweet. And the baby's adorable. Let's see, I'm trying to think what else happened with Kate this week. Trying to stay by Rafe's side, and then she did run into Justin, and Kate basically said she thought EJ was the one that was behind it, Rafe's attack, and of course
everyone
now we know
did.
That that's not the case.
Yeah.
Before I forget, because I digress for a minute, we can talk about Vargas next maybe, but we are going
to there's something going on with Vargas on Monday.
We're going to be interviewing Sean Douglas, who plays Vargas, on Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. And that means 9 p.m. Central for Kenneth, because he asked me. So Kenneth, be sure to be there. Or else I'm going to have Vargas, I'm not going to share if you don't come.
Well, Kenneth can't miss everyone, for sure. This is chance now.
I know.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking to Sean Douglas, a.k.a. Vargas, on Monday night, so the 27th, this Monday. So please call in, join us that night to Lust After Sean. And I haven't tweeted him this yet, but just in case anybody's wondering, no shirts required for that interview. Just
yay.
FYI.
Yay.
We're breaking the rule. Normally we require shirts and shoes, but for this interview, no shirts required. So we're looking forward to that. Sean's just a great guy. We love tweeting to him on Twitter. And segue to Vargas. So those scenes with Hope were pretty interesting, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. There's a little spark there, do you think? A little foreshadowing,
yeah,
maybe? They could go there.
Yeah, I think they could go there. I mean, I didn't see anything overtly sparking, I definitely saw that there could be, definitely. So, but boy, isn't he interesting how he can go from being Mr. Helpful to sitting over there, next to Nick and, like, still sticking it to him. Boy, Sean is a great actor. He is so good. I mean, he is just that was such brilliant casting for that role, because he is so good at playing both sides of the fence. Oh, man. And what an interesting character. I mean, I just want to see Vargas, like, every day. He's becoming the male version of Kate for me. It's like, I think Kate's so multidimensional, and Lauren is such an amazing actress. And those two would be interesting in scenes, too, Vargas and Kate.
It'd be interesting to know his backstory, too. You know, the backstory of Vargas, eventually, down the line.
Yes. Yeah, because, I'm really wondering, what was he really in prison for? Because he knows how to do taxes.
Yeah, we don't
everything.
Know what he was in.
Well, I'm just really curious what his whole story is, because he's a very smart guy, and he obviously had business savvy on the outside before he went into prison, and he obviously is good with his hands. Now, I'd like to see him be even better with his hands, but, So, Carrie, did you have anything specifically, I know you've been sick and may or may not have your voice, but was there anything that you wanted to talk about specifically on the show?
What I don't want to talk about on the show.
I know what she's going to say.
I don't want to talk about Friday's episode at all. And
vomit. Is vomit involved in this?
Yes,
vomit.
And if you haven't watched Friday's episode, don't watch it. Begging you.
It wasn't
and
good.
It was not that good. It was, oh my gosh, it was like a B movie. It was so bad. Not only was it boring with the whole J.J. Daniel thing, then you have Daniel and Brady doing batting practice for his bachelor's party. It's like, okay, why don't you guys go strip? You know, that would have been more interesting. And then you have John and Kristen, and that was just, that had to be the worst, I don't know if you want to call it a seduction scene or a sort of seduction scene I've ever seen. If you have to talk that much to get it on.
Yeah, that wasn't much of a seduction. Ooh. Yeah, I wouldn't call that seduction.
I don't know what you want to call it. It seemed like he kind of was wanting to do it, and then she was trying to get him to leave, and he wouldn't leave. And it was. Then he's like, "Oh, I want you to wear these pearls, nothing else." And he's like, "Ugh."
It was just, Do you think she was trying to back down, or some? You know, did she really? She's having second thoughts. Did she really?
Yeah.
Wants Brady.
I think she wanted him to make the choice. I think she wanted him to leave, so she wouldn't have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the impression I kind of got. And John didn't see.
So did they do the deed?
Well, no. They were kissing.
Yeah, they were kissing, and he was on top of her on the bed, on top of her wedding dress.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Now, whether Brady is on his, and Brady's on his way over to see her. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was bad. It was really bad.
That, you know, Carrie, that's a public service announcement. Thanks for the PSA.
It practically is. Yeah.
Friends don't let friends watch Friday's episode. That's a good one.
Don't watch it.
Yeah,
I think I only had one person who disagree with me on Twitter. Everybody else agreed with me or they thanked me. That's always nice.
Friday had Johnny on it. That was good. Was it Friday Johnny was on?
Yes.
With Marlena?
Yeah, Friday. That was the good thing.
That was good.
Yes.
He did something bad.
He was so cute. It's like, if you're going to be scamming EJ's kid, you can't confess like that. You know, can't admit that you did a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he was super cute. He, Johnny gave Marlena the picture. Of Kristen.
Yeah,
and
Marlena has the picture now. Finally,
somebody finally has it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she'll be on. Don't you think she's going to be on her way to confront Kristen in her motel room? So Brady and Marlena are probably going to walk in on it. Is what I'm thinking.
Oh Lord. Yeah, because Marlena. Yeah. Wait. So Marlena's going to go confront Kristen.
Kristen.
And
see
John and Kristen in bed.
Yeah, and Brady's on his way over to see Kristen.
Oh, boy. So they're both, I see what you're saying. So they're both going to walk in on the other two.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah.
Be sure to get out the brain bleach for that one. Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I haven't had to use brain bleach in a while because I usually fast forward through Dana first scene. So,
that was
that,
too. Sure
yeah. Yeah, I'm
so JJ's
not,
a bad boy, I guess.
I'm not too engaged with the whole JJ story yet. I don't know what's going to make me, but I'm not really
because he doesn't accepting Daniel, so he's lashing out and lashing tires and breaking iPads and train sets, and it's kind of a little mean to break a little boy's train set, though. Well, I don't know, but.
Yeah,
the whole JJ thing, so it's a waste of time. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, Now, what has got me interested lately is Chad and Abby. I like them again.
I
really never liked them together before because they were totally boring, but they are just totally the rooting couple now for me in that triangle.
Mm-hmm.
I think as hot as Cameron is, there's just no person. I just don't see. Maybe he's downplaying the personality because they want people to root for Chabby. But I don't know, but thank goodness they finally, I mean, they've really, in the last couple months, they've really pulled me in. And I thought Casey was maybe leaving. So it's a shame of, you know, maybe he's going to stay. I don't know. But I was thinking his contract was up fairly soon or something. But I really hope they go with that now and keep him. I mean, I hope he stays. I don't know. But definitely enjoying those two right now. And so, yeah, the whole scene with the helmet and the roller coasters mm-hmm. and all that was really sweet. It was really cute. So,
mm-hmm.
but yep, I'm digging them now. Let's see. I pretty much fast forwarded through anything that had most things that had John and Marlena in them, except for the baby stuff. The you know at the end with Kate and Marlena, those were really sweet. But
how about Will and Sonny? Will and Sonny
oh,
scene.
Oh yeah.
All like when
oh,
they
yeah.
he was
talk about,
telling
talk about
Sonny
that.
How much yeah when he was unconscious you know what I mean was him unconscious Sonny was at his bedside and Lucas and Sammy were there and kind of overheard you know, Sonny pouring his heart out to Will so they were
yeah that was
they're
sweet.
Like the most believable in love couple on the whole show.
I know.
Yeah,
love
they're so cute together. Yeah. I do like them together.
Yeah, they're sweet. Yeah. And I love those scenes with Justin and Sonny.
Sonny, yeah, when he said about delivering
yeah.
the baby. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that was so cute. And then Justin left a message for Adrian, our son's a hero. Call me when you land, our son's a hero. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
And he said, how did you know what to do? And Sonny said, I didn't know what to do, you know, because
so
he didn't, you know, it just happened.
Yeah. Oh,
you know.
And I have to admit the comedic timing between Camilla and Freddie was really good.
By biology class.
Scene.
Yeah.
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 Great. He slept through the video or slept through the movie. Yeah. But yeah, those were sweet scenes. And thank goodness the scenes didn't. Thank goodness her labor didn't go on for 3 days. I'm glad they made it short. Because I don't think I could have taken it for 3 days. So, but mm-hmm. usually they stretch those things out. You know, I'm just glad it was, you know. I liked her line about, this has to get through this. This is like, look, you moron, of course it hurts. This has to get through this. He's like, is
she
crying? And he goes, I don't know, what is
down.
That?
It's like he didn't want to look. You know, that's how it was. He didn't want to look.
So
you got to look. You got to look. No, I don't want to look.
Yeah. That was funny. So, yeah, that was cute. So those were really sweet scenes.
I thought that was the most enjoyable part about that whole day was with Sonny and it was just hilarious. Because Sonny's always, you know, the calm, cool, and collected one, the one who's level-headed, and he's just like absolutely freaking clueless about giving birth.
and
freaking out.
Was,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was totally freaking out, and it was cute. It wasn't done in a hokey way. I mean,
right,
it was done in a really cute way, and I really enjoyed
yeah.
those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are sweet. Boy, that Jensen dude, he was bad to the core. He scared me. And again, Blake, oh my gosh, great performances. Mm-hmm. I mean, great performance of Blake. He's awesome. And I love how Vargas goes over and sits next to him and says, you know, this doesn't change anything between us. I was like, oh man, he doesn't miss a beat, does he?
Yeah, no. I said, oh yeah, whoa. Yeah. I thought first he was going over, but thought he'd be going to be like sympathetic to Nick. No way.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
And Vargas has one of the best male wardrobes on set, I got to say. A very nice form-fitting shirt this week that I enjoyed on him, by the way. Nice choice. But anyway, he always looks good. He always looks good shirt or shirtless. Shirt on, shirt off. Let's see. Nicole had some scenes, right, with, was that this week? With, I'm trying to think.
Great,
she had some scenes with
Other Eric.
Yeah,
Eric and Brady, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brady, yeah. She had some scenes with Brady. Anybody want to talk about any of that? I'm trying to think. I can't remember what happened exactly. with them.
That was part of the Awful Friday episode where mm-hmm. Eric goes on and on and on and on and on about how he can't get the school built on time. And I mean, isn't the point, like, I was just dozing off. I had no idea what the hell he was bitching about. At first, Nicole thinks he's mad at her for something, but he just seems like in a bitching mood right off the bat.
He just needs to grab him and kiss him, you know? That's all she needs to do.
He needs sex is what he needs. He needs to be sexed up a little bit there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Nicole goes out to the square, and she starts talking to Brady. And Brady, he must be feeling pretty lonely. He offers to buy her a drink, and she starts she starts talking about Eric, and Brady figures it out that she has the hots for Eric. So.
Kate and Sammy. Sammy figured it out. Oh, you really do love him.
I completely forgot to mention that. The slap. Kate smacked Sammy.
And the slap, yes.
Oh, that was one of the best Kate slaps ever.
I love
Kate and Sammy anyway. We call them Cammy. Their scenes are always
Sammy
like
didn't
that.
Even try to go after her either. She kind of just took it.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because, oh, my gosh, those were some good scenes where, she basically got it out of Kate and figured it out that she really does. At first, she was being really nasty, like, well, and then he saw the light, or saw you in the light, and broke it off. And then you ordered a hit on him because you were upset. And so Sammy had this whole scenario in mind that Rafe had broken up.
Oh, Sammy always goes off in a tangent like that.
Yes, and that Kate was the one that was embittered, and she threw it in her face about, well, remember how Chloe ended up in a coma after Daniel dumped you for her? And that's when I think she smacked mm-hmm. her. But, oh, my gosh. That was good. Those were good scenes. And Lauren and Allie did a great job. Those were fun. But I'm glad Kate smacked her because she deserved it. Then by the end of that conversation, Sammy was like, you're right. You know, wow, she really does. You really do love him. Those were good. Those were awesome. Let's see. What else?
Sammy was screaming a lot in the hospital too. She was going off crazy until I finally figured out what was going on with Will.
The scenes with Lucas and Marlena were cute. Those were funny. When Lucas is like, he was trying to psychoanalyze Sammy and why she would marry EJ again, and he says, well, you're the shrink, what do you think? And she goes, some things defy analysis. That was great.
I can't. Yes, yes. I don't understand my daughter, and I never will.
I love her, and I want to support her, and I want her to be happy.
Yeah.
Some things just defy analysis. So I thought, oh, that was good. I love it when Lucas pops up in these scenes. He's always, Brian is just great. I wish they would give him more story. I'm glad he was around for the birth, you know, that he got to see the baby and all that. And he always has, like, the greatest lines when he's in scenes with people. You know, it just seems like they just kind of have him popping up at different places. He doesn't really have a story. But I love that he...
But he adds to every story.
Every scene that he's in, his scenes with Kate, he comes in, well, who are you turn any tricks today or something? And she goes, I never know how to take you. he says, I guess Sammy wasted no time in running to you to tell you about me and Rafe. And he's like, boy, you really know how to pick him, Mom. You know what? You do a Google search on worst partners to get, partners to have. My ex-wife's ex-husband, or something like that.
Right. My ex-wife's ex-husband,
It's just something like, you're with your, I can't even say it, the great-grand, it's your great-grandmother. I don't know. He made some comment about the relationship between
she's a great-grandma
Kate
now,
and
yeah.
baby, yeah. but I thought that was funny. I thought that was cute.
And there's good
scenes
between
Lucas
and Sammy.
EJ. They were saying they were sure it was EJ behind the whole attack. And you know,
oh, everyone
I'm glad
was.
They
Lucas
didn't
thought
out.
It was Kate. You know, they all thought it was EJ. I mean, it wasn't just Hope.
Yeah.
It was what
yeah.
EJ, Kate,
but
everyone.
You know, I'm glad they didn't drag
Sammy
that out
thought.
For a long time. But,
yeah.
I mean, they had perfect timing on that aspect of the arc because it was enough to keep us the last couple of weeks to keep us wondering, like, who was really behind it and why was it Nick? Was mm-hmm. EJ? Who was it?
And
but
we knew and it was somebody
drag
else.
It on forever.
We knew it wasn't
didn't
either
drag
one.
It on forever. Huh?
Mm-hmm. We knew it
what?
Was someone else, but it wasn't Nick or
yeah.
it wasn't EJ. Yeah.
Yeah.
That it
but
was going to end
they...
up being someone.
I liked how they resolved that, but it was just the right
and
timing.
And we knew that envelope had something to do with it, the one Sierra hid. And
oh, yeah.
finally, Hope got that
yeah,
out of her.
And, you know,
yeah.
Hope's got to deal with the gravity of the situation of what Sierra triggered by doing that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
She's
really?
Been such
truly,
a crappy
yeah.
mother.
Yeah.
She's been such a crappy mother.
She's got a
Sierra
nasty little girl
called.
There. She's got a bad little girl. yeah.
But she's misbehaving because she misses her dad and because her mom's too busy for her.
Working.
I think she needs to start practicing.
Yeah.
I think she needs to start bonding with Vargas.
Yes, she needs, yeah.
Yep. That's a good idea.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, they don't mention Bo a whole lot, so I almost forget that he's not on air, you know, he's not there.
It's almost like we are, yeah, people are forgetting about him. Well, of course,
yeah.
except Sierra
makes
us to remember him.
Married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say, I do love Daniel best when I fast forward through anything medical. because
he saved Will's life, so watch out.
Yeah. Of course. Well, of course, everybody's like, well, you know, Daniel's doing the surgery, so of course he's going to live, you know. I was waiting
mm-hmm.
for somebody to say, good thing Lexi's dead, but nobody said that. Because, you know, Will wouldn't have made it. No, I love Lexi. I'm just kidding. But, you know, Lexi always had, like, it was like the kiss of death for her patients, though. I mean, I love Lexi to death. I miss her. But let's face it, when you see Lexi coming, you know your days are numbered. Anyway, and plus she called the time of death before you've even stopped breathing. I mean, she gave Tony all of, what, 30 seconds before she called
yeah,
time of death?
Yeah, her own brother, like, save him, try
yeah.
to save him. Like, she really didn't try to save him, did she? Like, oh, you're dead. yeah.
But yeah, I fast forward all through the medical mumbo jumbo. But I will say the one place that I really enjoy Daniel is when he's with Parker. His kid is so adorable, and you can tell Sean's really good with him. They're sitting there playing
mm-hmm.
with the blocks and stuff, and just
mm-hmm.
you know, those two are adorable. And Daniel is great with Melanie too. I think he's really good
mm-hmm.
in those scenarios. I know he's a really good-looking man and all that, but I just don't. There's just been, other than Kate, I've never seen any chemistry with anybody else. So I don't know. I just never do really get into his pairings, or I either don't get into them or they just annoy me. One of the two. So this whole trying to inject JJ into the equation to spice things up really isn't working for us. But whatever.
We discover through that for at least 4 more months, huh? Oh, yeah, now
what's
he's
that?
Doing drugs. We'll have to suffer through it for at least another 4 months before they figure out that no one really gives a rat's rear end.
Yeah,
JJ.
Exactly. I guess, is this going to be a summer story arc coming with the youngins? I don't know.
True.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, we'll see if they'll all become friends now, maybe, you know, with Nick and Will and Sonny and Gabby.
He's too young, though. He's only 17. So,
yeah.
You know, when you're 20, 21, 22, do you really want to hang out with a bratty 17-year-old, you know?
No. Who thinks he's like a hood because he breaks somebody's MP3
mm-hmm.
player. Well, badass. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Well, hey, oh, we have Amanda on the line. Let's bring her in here and see. Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
I know
how
you guys talked
about.
Hi.
Oh, I was so bored Friday. Oh my God.
It was bad.
Oh, it's horrible.
Like Carrie warned me.
It was like four days of wonderful, and then I'm like, Friday, it's got to be good. I went, oh, dear God, it's the most boring show I've seen in forever.
They used to be cliffhanger Fridays. Well, that sure wasn't a cliffhanger, for sure.
Yeah. But I was hoping for something that I would like. I kept hoping that John would leave.
Yeah.
Because it's so weird, because back in the day, I actually liked John and Kristen, but now, I don't know, I don't know what it is. I don't want them anywhere near each other. It's like, it was creeping me out. I don't know why. It was like, ugh. It's like, after having Brady, why would she want that? I mean, come on. Please.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was just like, oh, no. I mean, I loved everything else this week. I absolutely loved. And there was one scene I did like, which was a teen JJ and Abby that I liked. When she was being a total bitch, I thought she was being. What she's talking about, you know, Daniel, why don't you like Daniel and whatever. And he pointed out the fact that her and his mother basically barely grieved at all for Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, he kind of was saying what the audience was saying, which we all feel that they had basically, 5 minutes later, they didn't care anymore. And
mm-hmm.
all this other stuff. And I love what he said. Dan just saved Will's life. I'm grateful for that. But he did his job as a doctor. You guys act like he's the second coming. And I'm like, thank you. Exactly. And I was worried when he was doing surgery on Will. I thought he was in the coppa field or something. So I'm like, oh, please tell me he didn't touch Will. You know what I mean? Because it is Dr.
Yeah.
Dan. But the rest of the week, I just loved it. I'm like, on the Friday, I was kind of hoping it'd be 5 days of great. And I went, oh, God, no. I remember my dad walked in the door. There was a scene with Jennifer and Daniel. He goes, oh, my God, they're so fuck effing boring. That's what he said. Why are they together? He goes, what really made him sick, when Brady wanted to go see Jennifer, and then go see Kristen, and Jennifer's saying all this stuff, and Daniel's looking stupid, looking on his face, backing her up. I'm going, and my dad went, oh, God. Could somebody, like, put a net on them and get them off the screen? I was hysterical. And he's somebody who doesn't watch all the time, and he really hadn't seen any scenes with two of them, and he went, she goes, this is why you hate them so much, right? I go, yeah. He goes, he's like sucking the oxygen out of the room. He goes, whose bright idea was to put these two together? I go, the writer.
Yeah.
He goes, this is part of love. He goes, he still has a job? I went, yeah. And he goes, okay. And it's somebody who barely watches it, you know, doesn't like it. There's something wrong with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do think the best, I did love, was it Blake this week? Was fantastic. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The scene I think was my favorite is when Will's hiding. Was it Will hiding behind the shelf and he's hearing everything?
Hey, do you have your speakers on or something? There's like a feedback on your phone,
yeah,
Amanda.
I don't have anything on.
Huh. That's weird.
I hear like I do hear some feedback, but it's not me.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not on speakerphone or anything?
No.
Okay. No, it seems to be over. Okay, we're good.
Okay. And it was just when Will's hearing everything that happened to Nick in prison, and I swear, Chandler Massey's got the most expressive face I've ever seen. And it looked like he was just crying, and I'm going, oh, like, he was making me tear up, and then Blake was just so heartbreaking, and I'm like, oh, and then he came in with a wrench, and went, yes, hit him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think my favorite thing had to be Nick's reaction to Will being shot was not what I expected, even though I saw the promo. And obviously, in the promo, he's yelling at his name. But he was, like, in total shock. He was, like, he couldn't believe anything just happened. And I'm thinking to myself, if he doesn't change after this, I'm going to smack Nick.
Yeah.
But he treated him like complete crap, you know?
Yeah.
He was so horrible
to
Will.
I was just glad that Will overheard that whole conversation, too. So it gave Will
mm-hmm.
his insight. That was really well done.
Yeah, it was horrible what happened. I don't think it justifies what he's done to Will. at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nick stole the lottery. He really has to make it up to Will. I think he really needs to. But I think Will will probably be more understanding about it. But I think Nick needs to do certain things. Like, obviously, he needs a good therapist, you know, to deal with everything.
Oh, Marlena's schedule's open, from what I hear.
She's getting a divorce and everything. So.
She's going to have a lot of spare time on her hands soon. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing in the chat room, SJ made the comment that Friday's episode is really meant to be Thursday's because of the Boston coverage. Maybe Monday's episode is the one where everybody runs, where the whole town shows up at John and Kristen's hotel room or whatever. So maybe Friday's episode is supposed to be a sucky Thursday episode, not Cliffhanger Friday.
Don't forget, Monday's preempted.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Oh. I know GH is days too. Okay.
Oh, they're not playing.
I heard
days
GH was.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Is General Hospital repeating the 50th anniversary?
Oh,
yeah, they're rerunning it, I think. The 50th, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So Tuesday, yeah. I can't wait to see that one. Just so we get the damn picture thing over and done with. God.
The what over and done with?
The damn picture thing. Oh, my God. Finally someone else has it.
Please.
Oh, the picture. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Marlena
God.
Has it, right?
That has been so annoying. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's almost
how long
comical.
Did that take? It took a while.
Well, and it's
that's
just been
going
so
on.
Like obvious. It's almost actually humorous at this point. It's almost like it's like
you
almost they're like messing with us.
Open a damn envelope, please.
I still say one of my favorite parts of the week had to be when Sammy shows the hospital and she goes off on Nick. And I thought it was justified in this case.
Oh yeah, that was good.
This is the same guy who dragged her.
Went crazy.
Yeah. This is the same guy who dragged her into an alley. Why wouldn't you think he tried to murder her son? I mean, come on, think about it, wouldn't you? After everything Nick has told.
Yeah, that's good. Those were good scenes, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And what I thought was great, if you notice, Kate was, like, right behind her with her hand on her shoulders, and no one's really stopping her, really. Like, you know, they're letting her yell at Nick. Because they're wondering in the back of their mind, like, Kate and Lucas, you can tell they're wondering if it's actually true. If you look at, Kate's face. Because she hates Nick. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And she was just watching him, you know.
Yeah.
And I just thought, Kate, because I love it, one of my favorite lines, she says, I can't even stomach to look at you. I just love that. I just love anytime she says something to Dick, like, so she hates him so much. I'm like, this whole shooting is not going to endear him to all these people. But what was it, when you talked earlier about when EJ said to Hope, I love the fact he pointed out to her, other than how bad the police work was, how he said to her, the only thing I'm worried about is that guy, boy fighting for his life, and the fact that he's been going through hell the last few months at the hands of your cousin. And I just like that part where he just lets her know
good.
That
I
Nick is.
That.
Yes, because he basically lets her know about what Nick's been pulling. And he walks away, and Hope looked utterly stunned. So I'm thinking, Hope's probably going to remember that, going, what the hell is that about? Because I think she believed EJ when he told her that. You could see the look on her face. So that's going to lead off in something,
point.
Probably.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think a lot more people are going to be finding out just really some of the stuff. I'm not sure how much, but just enough to know. I don't think Nick's going to be able to keep this quiet for much longer at this point.
Yeah.
And I think Gabby's going to get some enlightenment, I think, the next week, probably.
Well, you could tell he was messed up from all this because, normally his butt would have been up Gabby's. He would have been in that room with the baby trying
to
assert his parental rights and all that, and instead he just looked like he was sick. I mean, he was just absolutely ripped apart, by everything.
It was like a multiple thing. It was Jensen being dead, Jensen seeing Jensen face to face, what happened on the island, Will getting shot, him, his reaction to it. And what I thought was hilarious is when he actually thought Will was dead, he's just losing it with Jensen. You killed him, you son of a bitch. He just loses it.
Yeah.
And what was interesting, the parallel, is you kind of see stuff that Jens was doing is a lot similar to what Nick had been doing ever since he got out of jail. So if he's not careful, he could end up just like Jensen. He's almost at that point if he doesn't do something now. And I think
yeah,
it started
think
hitting
fine.
Nick, you know, that he is kind of like
right.
that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Will considers him the worst thing that ever happened to him was having Nick back, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be interesting to see what happens next with that story.
Aren't Will and Nick actually cousins, too? I mean, even though
I think they're like third or fourth cousins or something like that.
Okay.
They're like distantly related.
Or
I don't even know if they have any blood between them anymore. Because you know the Bradys, I mean the Rays of Hortons, you don't literally have to be direct linked, but they'll call each other cousins or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they love to do that.
Yeah, they are. Horton side.
I'm actually glad that Gabby's less of a douche this week. She was actually nice to Sunny. And she remembered that she remembered that Will was the father. That was nice.
That was nice, yeah. Well,
and
she acknowledged what she had done. She's like, no, I don't blame you for hating me for what I did with Melanie and all that stuff. So.
Mm. That was okay, but I'm like, oh no, they better do more with that, or I'll be so disappointed.
Yeah.
Come on, seriously. If Kate or Nicole had pulled the crap that she did, they would have been outed by now, and the whole town would be looking down on them.
Oh,
come
on,
let's be honest.
True.
I love interview with Eric Marsoff always goes, oh, yeah, Gabby, she blew up the town. He goes, when's that going to come out? he's joking
Wait, what?
About it.
Gabby,
you know?
What? She what?
Well, Eric Marsoff always jokes all the time on interviews. He goes, talks about, you know, the character's history. He goes, oh, yeah, Gabby, she just blew up the town and got away with it. he jokes about it, you know?
Right.
It just was mostly good week, except for Friday.
Yeah.
The only thing I liked about Friday was when Brady kind of realized, oh, my God, you have feelings for Eric.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I guess I really like any scenes with Nicole and Brady.
Oh, I love Brick Hole scenes, Brickle or whatever. Oh, I love
and
them.
I still like them
as a couple. They're
going to have a lot more scenes this summer, from what I understand.
Good.
Maybe
they'll
get that together.
He needs to get away from Christian. I'd love to see a triangle between Nicole and Eric and Brady.
Brady.
Because there again, Eric and Brady butt heads because they're half brothers or half step brothers or whatever.
Step brothers.
And it's like they butt heads and stuff. And that would be cool to have her in the middle of a triangle with those two. But they still need to spice up Father Eric. He's such a handsome man and such
Damn
a good-looking man. And that collar just covers up way too much of him. Just way too much. So,
did you guys hear that Eric's finally going to... Yeah, isn't like Eric's finally supposed to get a clue this week about Nicole?
Who's supposed to get a clue? Eric? Oh, good.
Eric, he's supposed to find out in Nicole's feelings for him.
Yeah, I think
oh,
this week,
like,
yeah.
Really? Finally.
I can't wait to see that.
Oh. He needs to have some more dreams, some more hot, sweaty, shirtless dreams.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
wouldn't mind
that. I think needs to happen.
He needs a reason to take that collar off or, you know, that shirt off.
Uh-huh.
Go shirtless for some reason
Absolutely.
Or another.
He needs to have some reason to have mouth-to-mouth resuscitation or something, too, and Nicole just happens to be the only one there that can do it. I don't know. Something needs to happen. Something. Because it's been way too long. I would have thought she'd have had him decollared by now.
I know, right?
So it's been since October, so I'm like, ugh. How long can we wait, please, really? Plus, I kind of want to see him a little bit less... I don't know. He's so tight. He's so, like, tied up. I don't know. He needs to let loose a little bit and relax and chill out. And
that was always Eric, though. Eric was always like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad they're keeping
Nicole
that. Kind
of brought, Nicole, yeah, Nicole always brought that other side out of him.
Okay. See, I never watched
As,
when he was on before, so the previous guy who's
Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
Jensen, okay. But yeah, So, gosh, I'm trying to think. Girls, is there anything else? I guess Kenneth's gone for the long weekend or something. He better make it for Vargas on
Friday.
He's
saving it up for Vargas.
Yeah, he's saving it up for Vargas.
Or Sean. Sean and Vargas.
Yeah, I know. We're going to end up calling him Vargas instead of Sean Douglas. Ironic that
we
want to
know Vargas's first name, too. What he thinks of it.
Jan was asking that in the chat room, too. If Jan calls in, she may ask that question, if she's not too shy to call.
Yes, Jan.
You're
going to ask that question? If not, I am. So you have to call
Jan's
in and ask.
Jan's got a bad migraine tonight, so let's wish her well.
One thing that I thought was awesome. It was when Sammy and Lucas were at Will's bedside, that whole scene with them all.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, especially like when they were listening to what Sunny was saying.
I know.
And Sammy looked like she
was
going to cry. And the look on Lucas's face, so he's holding Sammy. I went, oh my God. Why aren't they using Brian more? I loved him on this week. He was fantastic. And of course, I'm really not looking forward to Adrian at all. Oh, God. Did you hear about her crap?
What's that?
No. What's she going to do?
She's going to try to convince Sonny to distance himself away from Will. God only
knows
why now.
I thought she accepted it.
Well, apparently, everything now happened. She's going to decide that it's too dangerous for Sonny to be around Will and all this other bull crap. Yeah, I think she's still being a bitch about the fact who he's related to, you know, about Sammy and Lucas and Kate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Just come on.
Yeah.
He what's he supposed to do? Not help out the mother of his child?
Boy. Yeah.
I mean, come on. And it didn't work last time. Sonny's going to do what he wants. If anything else, he's going to be more determined to be around the person he loves. And, you know, come on. It's pretty sad when Sammy's the more supportive mother.
Yeah.
You know?
That's pretty sad. When, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Oh, and SJ said in the chat room, Brady tells Eric that Nicole has feelings for him and he can fuck
out.
Brady.
Yeah,
wow.
He figured it out.
Oh, my Lord. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for that.
Uh-huh.
That could start a triangle.
We were also having a discussion in the chat room about Daniel and we were talking about Daniel and then about, you know, other things we wanted JJ to destroy of his, and I suggested the flowered shirt should be next, Daniel's flowered shirt should be next, and then so I think we should make a list. I think the self-tanner should be on the list, and then
yes.
Jan suggested that maybe somehow a haircut and grooming lesson should be somewhere. You know, maybe constructive criticism on JJ's part, directed at Daniel, might be. You know, that would be kind of a funny line. He says, well, maybe you should get a haircut and learn how to, you know, or clean up a little bit or something. I don't know. Now they're debating that Brady has a brain or might have a brain that he actually figured it out. Jim is saying Brady could figure that out as far as Nicole.
Yeah, he could figure that out, but he can't figure Chris has been playing him the whole time.
His brain woke up for a minute, but then probably goes right back to sleep if it's the indicator.
Uh-huh.
So I guess we could say that Brady has, for plot point reasons, Brady has moments of lucidity amongst the many, many more moments of stupidness, if you, for lack of a better word. And you know what? Let's address a few wardrobe issues. The mustard yellow shirt that Kristen wore. I really didn't need to see that this week.
That yellow thing. What was that? It looked like a beach cover up to me.
It didn't work. It didn't work for me. Any other egregious? I did think that
Sonny's shirt.
I thought Sonny maybe was playing around in Daniel's closet because he found the flowered shirt.
That was so
awesome. But it wasn't the same shirt. I just didn't have my driving glasses on. I was watching, but for a minute I thought maybe he had actually accidentally gotten Daniel's flowered shirt, but it was actually a different shirt. But But, yeah, I thought, oh, please, no, Sonny, don't take fashion tips from Dr. Dan. This is not good.
That's all right. EJ looked fine in his shirt and tie. I mean, shirt and tie and his suit.
Yeah, he looked fine without it. And Marianne, I thought of you. Did you notice EJ's back to having hair on his chest?
Yes.
And maybe that was a shout out to you. I'm thinking maybe he was like, look, Mama,
yeah.
I didn't shave for you. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, we like those hairy chests.
Yeah. Well, I like the hairy chest on people like Tony. I actually like him clean shaving his chest a little more, but in terms of EJ. And I definitely like Brady's perfectly groomed chest. But I have to say, with Tony, Tony's chest, you know, we always lament that last button on Teo's shirt.
Oh,
I hate that button.
And before we
speaking of
Teo and Tony, his movie, The Book of Esther, is coming out on DVD June 4th,
awesome.
And you can pre-order on Amazon. So that'll
that's
being released on June 4th.
And he looks hot with his long hair, and doesn't he have a beard?
Yeah, he has a beard, yes, and he plays the evil Haman, Lord Haman, that tries to take down Queen Esther and the Jews.
Ooh.
So, yes, and he's very, very nasty in that role, yes.
Ooh, yeah, I saw the trailer for that. Sounds awesome.
Looks very, very good, so.
We can pretend like Anna's off screen, he's going to go have, like, sex with her after he's bad or something. I don't know. No, let's see. I don't know how I got on that subject, but anyway. So it's June 4th. June 4th. Awesome. That's
June
4th,
yeah.
A week and a half. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Marianne. That was great.
And the link is on the Diva blog.
We've now stirred Jan. She's she's saying scruffy and gurring all the way. Go Teo.
Scruffy and gurring. Oh, yeah, gurring. Mm-hmm. Anytime he's, angry and gurry, yes, sexier.
Yeah, and if you go to the blog, I have a direct link to the page on Amazon, so you can go straight there.
Oh, okay, good.
You have to go searching, yeah. TheDeviantArt.com.
Well, now SJ made a comment in the chat room. I had not heard about this. She says, have we discussed the horrible Photoshop picture of Matthew Ashford's face on Sean Christian's head in the Horton living room? Does anyone know about that?
No, I didn't notice that.
No, I didn't notice that.
What picture is that?
I know what they're talking about. They're talking about the picture with Danny with Jennifer. It almost looks like it was also the same picture with Jennifer and, Jack. I think I know what they're talking about. There's this photo they had. I think, wasn't JJ, looking at it or something and looking irritated or something?
Yeah.
And it looked like it had been Photoshopped. It didn't look like it had been
posed. No, she's saying that's not it, though. That's not the one.
Oh, really? I thought that one was kind of fake.
Yeah.
I thought it looked a little fake myself, but.
I'm not sure which one I have. I have to pay attention. I'll have to go back. Because usually I fast forward through the scenes that JJ's in, so I haven't a lot of it. Oh, it's a picture of Abby, Daniel, and Jennifer at Horton Town Square.
That one. Okay,
they put Matt's face on Sean's body. Wow, that's interesting. Huh. Wow. Had no idea. Huh. That's odd. That is really odd.
That's odd,
yes.
Huh, what if he thought of that? That's just strange.
Probably Gary Tomlin.
No, I don't know. But you know what? The show's been pretty good for the last month or so. It's been really pretty good. And it's always good when Kate's on, I got to say that. But, the only thing is I'm just really depressed that Ray's going to be in a coma for a while. But it'll give. I'm excited to see how Lauren will knock it out of the park, and her scenes will be great. You know, we know that. So, I think it'll be cool to watch as that story unfolds some more. But Rate is definitely the rooting couple, and they are awesome. So, shout out to Rate fans, and if you enjoy Rafe and Kate, follow at Rate fans on Twitter. Love to have you. And. Trying to think. Gosh. Is there anything else, guys? I'm getting tired. I'm laying today.
Well,
no, I
don't
think so.
Can't think of anything.
Did we cover everything? I think we covered pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. Carrie, did you have anything else?
On Thursday I'm doing a 10-minute interview with Eileen Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
So that should, so if anyone wants to
tweet
me questions for Eileen,
at Eva
Dole.
That'd
be
awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it's really cool. So the audio should be up Thursday afternoon sometime on Vox Radio.
Okay.
Okay, yep.
We've got Sean Douglas, a.k.a. Vargas, Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central. And so looking forward to that, so call in and drool over the phone with him. And let's see, I think that's it, guys. Anything else? Does anybody have any last comments here?
Oh, okay. I have one thing.
Okay.
I got really annoyed when Maxine said, "Oh, Nick, your father." I went, "No, he's not." But God. That irritated me so much.
Oh, yeah.
And Hope didn't even say anything at all, you know. I'm getting a little tired of that in Salem. Everybody knows he's not, but they're all acting like he's like such a great guy and he's a father. Oh, I'm sorry, I had to get that out.
Okay, that's okay. That's all right. All right, guys. Well,
good night.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks to everybody in the chat room, Jan and SJ and some other guests in there that are not identified. Anyway, we'll take care, everybody, and thanks for joining us. Angela, shout out to you, too, for being there. Oh, I think she just hung up. she was listening. Anyway, we'll take care. I guess I'm going to... Okay. Play the music, and we'll see you Monday night. Thanks, everybody.
See you Monday.
Bye.
Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.